This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles lose 11-6 yesterday. They're off today in Minnesota tomorrow, starting a three-game series. And joining us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, Rock Abaco covers the O's for Masson. And Rock, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the Charlie Morton of it all. And obviously, they keep saying they're going to run him out there. If this doesn't get better soon, do you think there comes a point in time where the juice isn't worth the squeeze and you just have to take your lumps that this was wasted money?
Yeah, I just don't know how you define soon, because it is $15 million and we're in the first week of May.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, you could keep him in his role. They don't have anybody to really consume innings. They really do miss Albert Suarez. I think that was kind of an underrated injury because there were so many others. But to have him either available to start or be that bulk guy in the bullpen, and him being gone now, that really does hurt them. So Morton can be that guy. He can consume 2 1/3, three and a third innings, whatever, as opposed to passing the baton to all these one-inning type guys. So I think there would still be a role, certainly not what you envisioned and not what you wanted to get for your $15 million, but I think they could still do that. I don't know whether he's starting – Wednesday or not. It's kind of curious that Dean Kramer's spot and they're pushing him back a day, which I'm assuming is because of the line drive he took off his leg and it stiffened a little, and they want to give him an extra day, plus how far he went in that start. But when I asked Brandon Hyde about it, you know, the reasoning with Kramer yesterday, he just said, you know, we were still discussing some things, and he was very short with all of his answers. I think that was the first time this year where Brandon's kind of frustration and agitation over the way this team is playing was really showing. He's probably like thinking, you know what? The last thing I want to answer right now is a future rotation question. So we moved on to the next topic after that.
Well, I'll ask you that future rotation question. How do you see Wednesday playing out? Is it Morton? Is there any possibility it could be Zach Eflin?
Well, I don't think so with Eflin, because, you know, that wouldn't be enough rest for him, I don't think. So I'm guessing they must be wanting to give him one more start. And with Morton, even though he did pitch Sunday, it was 24 pitches. So that would be the equivalent, I guess, of a side session. One inning, if you look at it that way, where he'd be available. Otherwise, I don't know what. It can't be Chase McDermott, because unless he's replacing an injured player, he was reinstated an option, and you got to stay down a minimum of 15 days. Do you really want to go with a bullpen game and go back with, you know, although you could go opener Keegan Aiken again, and then that would be technically your starter, and then maybe go Morton after him. I don't know, but there aren't that many really options. When you look in AAA, you know, there isn't that veteran right now who, you know, is somebody you signed for this purpose. You can go ahead and bring them up. It's a lot of guys who, you know, and Brandon Young can. It's just a lot of guys right now that you wouldn't say, well, hey, Thaddeus Ward is going to come to the rescue. They really don't have that guy right now that's the obvious person that you would call up or select his contract. So I guess Morton is a favorite to at least pitch that day, whether it's starting or in bulk again, like he did in Detroit. But I think more than anything, they just wanted to give Kramer that extra day.
What do you make of Gibby's second timeout?
Yeah, I mean, there was improvement. I'm not going to say it was, quote, encouraging, but I think clearly there was improvement. It would have been hard to go the other direction.
Yes.
But there was, you know, there was. And, you know, we talked about it after the game. with him where he's like, look, this was not going to be a real quick process where you just are immediately back to your former self and everything else, because, you know, didn't have a spring training really and working his way back, even though he was throwing at home. It was going to be a process. And we certainly didn't expect it to be that bad in the first outing, but it was going to take a little bit. He said everybody on the team understood that and they're kind of trusting him as a veteran. Now, you know, again, this is just kind of where they are right now. You know, they really need him, and I think it was a smart move to sign him because at that point, you got to get a veteran here. But, you know, 2023, what was it, like a 4.7 ERA? Yeah. He had a pretty good year in St. Louis last year, but I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, savior. This is a guy who, you know, is coming in after having, a 3 ERA or whatever. So, you know, it is what it is. He's supposed to be a guy who at least gives you innings and gives you a chance to win, which he hasn't been able to do yet. But, you did at least want to see improvement. If he had had another disastrous outing against the Reds, and there would have been some cause for concern. But you saw enough there where, what, he gave him 4 innings? I mean, you'll take that now, but he's going to have to keep building on that just because this bullpen, I remember checking when they had one of the lowest ERAs in baseball, and I was shocked to check today, and unless I'm misreading it, they're like 28th right now. Because, you know, it's too many innings that they're having to cover, and some guys are being brought in and maybe out of the role a little bit. You keep passing the baton, it's going to clank at some point. Somebody's going to drop it. What did they give up, like 8 runs with the pen yesterday? I mean, it's just too much when starters are going 3 1/3, 4 innings. So, you know, they've got to start getting some length out of the rotation to rescue those guys.
Talking with Rock Abacto, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Coby Mayo back, Rock. Will he play every day? Is he back in Norfolk when Westberg or Ramon is back?
Yeah, that's the key. And we know, like, Westberg is eligible to come back, I'm going to say, Wednesday. So we don't know. Like, we don't know whether that's with the counter move or whether it's Rivera who would have to be DFA'd again and accept an outright. I don't know about playing every day, but Hyde was asked about that as well. Another short answer. It was basically like, you know, it's going to depend. They're both going to play. We'll look at matchups. That's it. I mean, I think they would love, and it was telling that he started yesterday at third base. And when he came in the game before that, he stayed in and played third. Even though he was just pinch hitting. So I think they want to give him a look. And why not at this point? I mean, I really feel like, you know, the last thing they wanted to do is put him on that shuttle again. And Michael Elias said that when he talks, like, look, we want to have a nice pathway for him. But sometimes injuries kind of force your hand. And that's what ended up happening with Urías. So it was like, well, now we have no choice. We're not necessarily putting him in the most advantageous position, but we have to bring him up. And he was swinging the bat so well. And he's hitting lefties, and they're not hitting lefties. So, I mean, it all made sense. But I just feel like at some point, just like with Hudson Kjærstad, you have to just run him out there and give him a healthy supply of at-bats and see what you've got, especially when he's basically been an untouchable guy when teams inquire about him. If you feel that way, then let's see what you've got, and there is an opportunity. So I would think he would get most of the starts, but then I don't know what happens once they have to go ahead and start removing guys. It's easier to option him if they really feel strongly about Rivera, and eventually they're going to have to make the move with him anyway when Urías is ready. I just think that with Mayo, you would like to see him get steady at-bats. He's used to that. It's hard for a guy of his makeup with that kind of a power hitter that he is to play sporadically and sit and then come in and expect him to play well. He needs to play steadily in order to kind of get hot and get in that rhythm. And then, of course, it's the old Buck Showalter, you know, player says, I would play better if I played more. And Buck said, well, you'd play more if you played better. So, but the only way Mayo's going to impress or get hot is if he's in the lineup. So long answer to your short question. I don't know what the staying power is with him here, but I think he should be getting most of the starts. And you know, that can be third base. That can be first base.
Orioles start a 3-game series with the Twins tomorrow in Minnesota. Rock Abacto covers the Orioles for Mass and Rock. Always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Come back. We'll update you on the breaking news this hour. Justin Tucker released by the Ravens. We'll get you the text of the day, and we'll preview tomorrow's show and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio at 6 here on The Fan.